Wildebohr is a Republican candidate running for New Hanover County School Board. Pete Wildebohr, thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, very pleased to be here. Thank you for your time.
What in your educational or professional background qualifies you to serve on the school board?
I have 34 years of proven leadership at the pre-K level all the way up to the early college level. I was a former principal of the year in Pender County, assistant principal, teacher, coach, and athletic director in three counties, in three different county school systems, and actually in two states. I was a leader in the classroom, on the field, and with your help, on the Board of Education. But I'm also a parent. I have three children that go through New Hanover County Schools, all three successfully. One is a PA here in town. My son, who's my second child, is a medical student in South Carolina, and my youngest is a student at Chouan University studying criminal justice.
From watching some recent board meetings, it looks like the working relationships between some of the members are somewhat contentious. So if you're elected, how will you work with someone who doesn't agree with your point of view?
Well, one of my strengths has always been to get along with people, not give in to them, but to listen to them. I think that's one thing that we really all need to focus on, is listening to each other, hearing their point. And again, we're not going to always agree, but I think it is important to respect each other, to act as professionals on the board, and again, to listen to each other and to be able to work together by, you know, if the focus is on students and faculties and doing the very best for them, I think we can all work together. I've talked to several of the other candidates running, and I think we can all work together very well. So I think, again, that's one of my strengths, is bringing people together from different opinions and working together with them.
There are allegations that both board members and New Hanover County Schools Administration mishandled complaints about teachers sexually abusing students. So if you win a seat on the board, how do you plan to increase the public's trust in the school system? How do you get parents in the community to believe that it's a safe place to send their kids?
The pinnacle of my campaign has always been student safety. So I think that is paramount as we move forward. I think that there need to be clear-cut and very distinct roles. I think that one of the things I would propose is to bring together a committee or a small committee to investigate any allegations whatsoever. So my thought is to bring an SRO, so someone outside of the school system, a police officer, and a school safety officer, and have a direct link where parents, students, anyone can contact them, either with using their names or anonymously, and that team would investigate everything. So it takes it out of the principal's hands, and not that the principals can't do it and do it effectively, but we have had times in the past when it has not been done effectively. That committee would respond and report directly to the Board of Education, to the superintendent, and to the principal of the school. So a very clear-cut path. And I think that would, bring back trust in the school system, where that there's not, I think a lot of principals are not sure on how to report things. Who do I report to? Do I do the investigation? Does HR do the investigation? Make it very clear cut and make it easy so that anyone can report any misdoings in the school.
And what model do you currently support for the school system operations? I know this is constantly in flux as the recent board vote last night, but do you see that schools should be online only? Do you like this current hybrid model, or would you prefer that the kids are all back in school full time?
Before I retired, I was the principal at North Topsail Elementary School. And as an elementary school principal, I see the need for students to be back in school face-to-face. When they were talking about doing the 1 week on, 2 weeks off, that just didn't make any sense to me. A kindergartner trying to function through that, I just can't see that. So I think that the hybrid model that they accepted last night, the 2 days on, 3 days off each week, makes it a lot easier for parents, makes it easier for students. But I do support the governor's thought that especially the elementary schools need to be back full-time as soon as possible. Again, making sure we keep our students safe. Along those lines, my committee and I have been talking about different ways, thinking outside the box in ways to keep our students safe from the, during this pandemic. One thing that we've hit upon is the idea of germicidal ultraviolet. When it was originally brought to me, I was like, you know, this is silly, that's, you know, it's on TV, this kind of thing. But actually, hospitals use that to disinfect the hospital rooms. So if we could get some kind of a system that was used throughout the schools to keep, you know, to further protect our children, I think that'd be a great idea, to actually disinfect the air as it circulates throughout the school.
Does the school system use anything like that currently, or do you know about the safety protocols that they're putting in place right now?
Well, I do know that they're purchasing HEPA filters, which is a step in the right direction for sure, along some of the same lines, but that's more of a passive system. This would be more of a system that would make sure that the air itself was safe. I do know that the schools have been doing a great job as far as, you know, the hands-on wiping down things and stuff. But, I mean, I think this would be something to protect the air, protect the students. To my mind, I'm the only one that is proposing such a thing. You know, it might not be cheap, but on the other hand, keeping our students safe is worth any amount of money to me.
As a board member, if you're elected, what policies would you pursue to increase access to an equitable education across the district?
Well, I think that one of the things that I've proposed already in my campaign is board members getting more of a hands-on. Basically, if a school is a failing school, a D or an F school by the state rankings, that each board member would adopt that school, go out and meet with the principal, go into the classrooms, read to the students, know about that school, know the needs of that school, so they could report directly. Now, I'm not superseding the superintendent and his staff, but, you know, when you're in that school, I think that makes it much more of a personal thing for a board member than just hearing back, you know, hearing information from, say, the superintendent or one of his colleagues. So that would be one thing that I would definitely do. I think having technology in each student's hands, but also working with partnerships to be able to make sure that each student had, you know, a internet at home of some sort, so that they could do, say, the flipped classroom that was mentioned last night, and something that we did at North many years ago. Having that ability, especially now that we have to catch up for all these months of being out of school. I think anything we can do and everything we can do to help our students would be vital.
And say you're elected, what is a policy in the next year that you'd like to see voted on and passed in the school system? Basically, what would you want to see changed, one specific thing changed in the school system?
Well, I think you've hit on that before. I think one thing is with all the craziness that went on, the horrid situations that went on in the last couple of years in the school system, I'd go back to the idea of safety. I mean, I think we need to have a clear-cut policy that everyone from grandparents, parents, aunts, uncles, students, administrators, teachers, everyone knows this is the clear-cut policy to keep our students safe. And again, that would have a portion where anyone could call into a number, but also that it wouldn't be just heard and passed on, or that person couldn't do that, where it would be, you know, clearly and fully investigated to keep our students safe. Along those lines, I think we need to continue to, I know there's a big push or discussion in different school districts about the elimination of SROs. I think that's just a woeful idea. I think we need to keep our SROs in the school, keeping our students safe. Thank goodness we haven't had any situations, but I was the principal at North Topsail when the situation happened at Topsail High School, and it was just amazing to me that my whole school came together and prayed for Topsail High School at that time. Not something that it was something that I had. We had a small group that met and prayed before school on Friday mornings, but it was amazing that the whole faculty joined together. So, I mean, thank goodness we haven't had any situations from external threats, but we can't let down our guard. So we do need to keep the SROs in the schools, keeping our students and our faculties safe.
Pete Wildebohr, thank you so much for your time today.